Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 31. God wants us to know when the time of the end will come. The year-day prophecies of Daniel and Revelation are fantastic in the accuracy of their fulfillment. They coincide perfectly with the great end-time prophecy of Jesus in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. The Bible recognizes that the God of heaven has foretold events before they happened, and that He wants us to know when the time of the end will come and what are the signs of Jesus' second coming and of the end of the age. Paul says it is not God's will for His people to be in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. Let us watch and be sober. How could Jesus warn us, "It will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth," without His word giving us guidance as to when that day is near? If it is true that God is love, then it must follow that He would not want to catch us unaware. Hence we conclude that the time prophecies of Daniel and Revelation are very serious reading and deserve our close attention. It is also true, if God indeed is love, then He does not want to perpetuate pain and suffering on this planet due to the ravages of sin. Jesus wants to come a second time, not primarily to punish wrongdoing or take vengeance on His enemies, but to rescue people who suffer, and to establish His kingdom of peace and happiness for all. The Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. However, we can be sure that His enemy, Satan, wants to try to prove His prophecies wrong. Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says, "The days are prolonged, and every vision fails"? A good answer is in Habakkuk, Chapter 2, Verse 3, "At the end the vision will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry." There may appear to be a tarrying time, and those who have faith in the prophecies may think the vision fails, and suffer disappointment, yet in immediate context comes the assurance of righteousness by faith, "The just shall live by his faith." In the great disappointment experienced in the 1840s, what held the faithful remnant was not so much mathematical calculations of time prophecies, they were true, but their confidence that the Holy Spirit had worked in the Midnight Cry movement. God's true love was evident,